Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Counting down the minutes to the first pitch of today's game.
Yes!
Who's in the starting lineup?
Come on, son. You got to get out there and take the mound. It's game time.
What does the skipper have to say?
It's an attitude. You know, like, you got to be willing to defend. You got to be willing to base run or you can't play here.
It's the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome in. It is a Saturday afternoon, a afternoon tilts for the Milwaukee Brewers. Always wonder whether or not the Brewers themselves would rather have 3 o'clock starts or whether or not the Brewers would rather have 6 o'clock starts and Saturday evening starts. Also got interested in what the fans prefer. I feel like a 3 o'clock game on a Saturday afternoon gets lost amongst family time of people going shopping, sporting events, travel sports, whatever. And people forget about it. And then at night, they're like, oh, where's the Brewers game? Oh, wait, it already happened? I completely forgot. I feel like that's what happens on Saturday afternoon games. But either way, Steve Sparky Fiber with you. Tommy Wirtz, not here. He is on vacation this weekend. He'll be back coming up on Tuesday. So you got me a couple more times today and tomorrow. And as Tommy always does here on the leadoff show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, we start it with the lineups.
Looking up, and it is gone.
It's almost time for the first pitch. Let's see who's in today's starting lineups. It's the leadoff show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, let's get to the starting lineups. The matchup today is going to be an interesting one, to say the very least. Jose Quintana on the mound for the Milwaukee Brewers. Andre Pallante on the mound for the St. Louis Cardinals. I'd like to tell you I'm not familiar with Pallante, but I've had him in fantasy for a couple of different years. So I am very familiar with that dude, and he is very, very hittable. And the Brewers, I would assume, will have some success today. For the St. Louis Cardinals, leading off, he is Mason Wynn playing at shortstop. Herrera is designated hitter. He is batting second. Alec Burleson is in left field. He is batting third. Yesterday, he was lower in the lineup, as was Herrera. He was the cleanup hitter yesterday. Today, at first base, yet again, he is Wilson Contreras at first base. He is cleaning up. Nolan Arenado moves up to the five spot. He's at third base. Nolan Gorman is at second base. Jordan Walker, who yesterday we said was on the IL, is back today. He is in right field. If you remember, Jordan Walker, a guy that came up through the farm system as a third baseman, a highly touted prospect that was supposed to be a relatively big power hitter and a super athlete, and it has just simply not worked out for him. He's in right field hitting seventh. Eighth is, yesterday I called him Pages. It's Pias. Pedro Pias is catching, and he's hitting eighth. Victor Scott, the second in center field, batting ninth. So again, it's Wynn, Herrera, Burleson, Contreras, Arenado, Gorman, Walker, Pias, and Scott, the second in center field, batting ninth. Now for the good guys, for your Milwaukee Brewers, leading off yet again, Sal Frelick is in right field, batting second. Is Churio in center field, hitting third. The other Contreras and catching for the Brewers, William Contreras, hitting third. Christian Yelich back in that DH spot yet again in the cleanup spot. Rhys Hoskins is at first base, batting fifth. Isaac Collins is in left field, batting seventh. And at second base, Bryce Terang, hitting eighth. And in third base, Caleb Durbin. And your shortstop and batting last, he is Joey Ortiz. Again, it's Frelick, Churio, Contreras, Yelich, Hoskins, Collins, Terang, Durbin, and Ortiz.
Did you miss the last game? Did you miss what was said after the last game? It's time to rewind. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, let's go back and look and see what happened in this game yesterday for the Milwaukee Brewers. A game that they would win. A game started by Freddie Peralta. Again, can't ask for much better than what you got out of Peralta yesterday. Six innings, four hits, a run, earned a walk, six strikeouts. His ERA now 2.60. He did get into some trouble late in this one, and Pat Murphy decided, you know what, I've about had my fill. I'm going to go with the bullpen. Peralta chalked his way into staying in the game, got a foul out to Rhys Hoskins by the dugout, and survived for his six complete innings. Jared Canning, one inning of relief, a hit, couple of strikeouts. Uribe continues to be really good. One inning, no hits, a walk, and a strikeout. McGill, one inning, two hits, a run, earned, two strikeouts. That was scary. They had every opportunity to tie this thing at the end, and McGill escaped. His ERA now 3.09, his 14th save of the year. Peralta now again 6-4. As far as the scoring goes in this one yesterday, and really, I'll start it off, if you go back to Contreras there in the fourth inning, Sal Frelick on base, and check this out.
Frelick stays put. That's down the line. Frelick on his horse. Around third on his way home. He'll score. It's an RBI double for William Contreras, and the Brewers strike first once again.
Again, having that lead early, I think, is always a huge mental advantage for a team. It doesn't really matter to me what level you play at. It could be T-ball for all I care. When the other team has the first score, and now mentally you're chasing, that becomes a big deal in my mind. So that's 1-0 Brewers at that point. And of course, they could not get Contreras in after that. So 1-0 Brewers. To the fifth we go. The Cardinals answer right back. And they get a Arenado double to left. Burleson scores, ties it up at one apiece. And then to the sixth we go, and the Brewers bust it open a little bit here and get some breathing room. And it didn't take an actual hit to get it done.
And Contreras drives one right field. It is back. It is caught plenty deep. In the score is Frelick. Churio to third. Contreras with two strikes gets the job done.
It's a beautiful thing. And again, stuff like that may not show up, but you know, for batting average or whatever the case may be. But as a fan, as a baseball player, as a manager, that's what you want, right? Hitting balls to the right side of the infield, moving runners over. Sacrifice bunting. Sacrifice flies to move runners over or to score runs. All of those are big deals when you don't have a ton of offense on a regular basis like the Brewers do not currently, and you're scrapping trying to figure out how to have enough offense to survive because their pitching has been so good. So now it's 2-1 Brewers at that point. And then up comes Christian Yelich with Jackson Churio sitting at third base.
Two-strike pitch. Yelich, a bouncer, coming home. Churio, throw to the plate, and safe! Churio is in. He got a great jump.
Beautiful play there by Churio to score. That makes it 3-1 Brewers. That held until the ninth. Like I said, McGill got into some trouble there. Scott the second had an RBI single to score Gorman and then was left on base as McGill closes it out, and the Brewers get the much needed victory over the St. Louis Cardinals. Plus, the Cubs lost last night too, so that means the Brewers were able to gain a full game on the Cubs to get to 4.5 back now of the Cubs. Right now, Cubs and Pirates, they're playing this afternoon. They're tied at 1, top of 4th at Wrigley Field. As we get ready for Brewers and Cardinals Game 3, first pitch just after 3 o'clock. It is a leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you, filling in for our guy Tommy Wirtz. He'll be back on Tuesday, right back here on this show again. Let's hear from Freddy Peralta after that one last night.
You know, he came and told me that probably, you know, the best idea was bring Anderson, but you know, I asked him that I was feeling good enough to face Arenado. If he was, you know, I asked him to keep me outside, and he just let me go. He trusts me.
Did you think he was taking you out as he's walking?
Yes, I thought. Yeah, but I was like, please, no, you know. But that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. How does it feel that he, you know, he listened to you and he said that he trusted you?
Yeah, it was, you know, great feeling. As soon as he turned back on his way to the dugout, it was, you know, it was a great feeling. Talking about like, even if the result was going to be negative, you know, if something happens, I feel good that he let me out there. It means a lot for me, you know. And you know, I know the guys were happy too, Hoskin and William, in the moment, because they said something to me, and I, you know, it was a great feeling, and I was ready to compete outside.
Yeah, about that play by Reese there, then Arenado, that wasn't an easy play, was it?
It wasn't an easy play because, you know, I wasn't expecting him to swing even the first pitch. Because of the situation, but I was aggressive too. And as soon as I saw the fly ball coming, I was like, please stay in, you know, and he was able to cut the ball. It's not easy. It's never easy to get close to the dugout and catch any fly ball. And he was able to make the play.
Freddie, does that put more pressure on you when you say, I've got it? And then it's like, all right, I better get him. Like,
you know,
you want to get the out.
No pressure, but, you know, I know it's my last chance, and I asked for, you know what I'm saying? I know that there's a lot of responsibility there. And, you know, it's no pressure, but I know that I have to do what I have to do, you know what I'm saying?
What do you think about the way then they scored for you? That was sort of with the hustle and just get those runs across.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a great job for them. You know, I challenge Borderson with the fastball and 2-1 count. And I challenged him. I told, you know, that I was going probably to beat him, and he was ready for the pitch. And he hit a hard double. And then Arenado next, you know, he did the same thing. But, and, you know, in the moment I was just like, I had to, you know, thinking that I have to make the adjustment and try to get out of the inning as quick as I can.
There you go. That is from FanDuel Sports Network. Freddy Peralta talking after the game last night. Freddy Peralta now has gone 6-plus innings, 3 consecutive starts. First time he's done that since tallying 4 in a row back in 2023 from July 26th to August 13th. And how about some of these other little news and notes? Brewers surpassed 1 million fans in total attendance this year after that game last night. The Crew, with their victory, 3-2 victory last night, moved to 6-26 in games where it placed 3 runs or fewer, and now 10-25 where they were out hit in a game here in 2025. Couple of notes that I've got here for you as well, which is something I find very interesting. The team is 11-8 against NL Central. Okay, fine. They've won 8. They have 8 of its next 11 against division rivals. So today and tomorrow against the Cardinals, then an off day Monday. Then they get the Cubs and Wrigley for 3. Then the Pittsburgh Pirates come to American Family for 3. After that, they don't face another NL Central team until July 28th when they see the Cubs again. So a long break, over a month-long break in between playing division foes again. So each one of these division games are big games when you're trying to figure out how to get yourself into the playoffs and moving forward.
Who's hurt? Who's getting close to coming back? Let's check out today's injury report. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, let's look at the injury report as we get ready for game three. Quintana on the mound for the Brewers, 38-33. First pitch, 3:10. That game is on FS1 here this afternoon. If you're trying to find it on your TV dial. For the Cardinals, Brendan Donovan still day-to-day, not in the lineup again today. So he is still out. For the Brewers, we see Jacob Mizorowski still listed as day-to-day. But again, expectation is he will pitch at Wrigley against the Cubs next week. We have updates on Garrett Mitchell and Blake Perkins today from the Brewers as well. They are both slated to begin their rehab assignments today with the rookie ACL Brewers. Garrett Mitchell coming back from his left oblique injury. Blake Perkins coming back from his right shin injury. Mitchell has been on the 10-day injury list since April 26th. Perkins was placed on his 10-day injury list on March 27th, and then the 60-day injury list on April 26th. So adding Garrett Mitchell and Blake Perkins back could be a nice little boost for the Milwaukee Brewers. But got to admit, man, Isaac Collins has been fairly impressive here recently for the Milwaukee Brewers, especially with his bat. So we'll see how Garrett Mitchell and Blake Perkins fit in. I would assume it's going to be a couple of weeks before we see them up at the major league level. But we will see what they look like when they do get back up here. Coming up next, we're going to hear from Pat Murphy as he talked before the Brewers game today. Talked a little while ago. We'll hear from him. And straight ahead, Austin Herdinia, our expert from the Potawatomi Sportsbook, here on the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Brewers Cardinals Game 3, first pitch at 3:10.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, BSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
At the wall, looking up, see you later!
Let's get the latest on today's odds for the game. What's the best way to go? Let's check in with our expert from the Potawatomi Sportsbook to find out. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan.
All right, let's get to our guy, Austin Herdania. Potawatomi Sportsbook Manager joins us here on the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. See Sparky Fiverr with you. Tommy Wirtz back on Tuesday from his vacation as we get ready for game number three between the Brewers and the Cardinals. Jose Quintana on the mound today for the crew. How are we doing today, Austin?
Oh, great. Thanks for having me. I'm excited for another Brewer win.
So let's see. Yesterday we talked. You talked about possibly having lead after three. They did get the lead, but unfortunately it didn't happen until the fourth. What was your take on yesterday's game?
Yeah, you know, it's good to see the Brewers just come out ahead again. I mean, this Cardinals team is really reeling right now. Six losses in a row, falling out of second place. Brewers have taken over. I think this is kind of the Cardinals team. You know, they're kind of falling, you know, they're regressing to where maybe people thought they'd be beginning of the season. They got off to such a hot start the first couple of months, having the most wins of any team in the month of May. But I think this Cardinals team overall is not a playoff contender. So I expect the Cardinals to keep falling.
It's interesting. You look at the numbers in this Brewers-Cardinals matchup as far as against pitchers. Against Quintana, Wynn is hitting 200. Contreras is 1-for-16, hitting 63. Mm. Arenado is 2-for-24 against Quintana, hitting 83. Walker is 1-for-4 with hitting 250. Paez has 2 at-bats, 1-for-2, hitting 500. Based on the numbers against Quintana, it feels like a favorable matchup for the Brewers.
Yeah, it does. And I like the Brewers today. The right now the line is Brewers minus 130, which is a pretty good price you can get for a Brewers being at home. Another bet I like in the game today is no run in the first inning. It's been 10 home games in a row for the Brewers that no team has scored in the first inning.
Wow.
Yeah, so you put those two together in a parlay, just the Brewers to win and no one scoring in the first inning, you're looking at plus 205.
Now, again, I'm not a big gambler one way or the other when it comes to baseball. But if you look at this lineup against Pallante for the St. Louis Cardinals, William Contreras is hitting 429. Yelich is hitting 250 with a home run against him. Contreras has a home run. Hoskins has a home run against him, hitting 286. Terang's hitting 375 against him. The only guy that has had no luck against him is Sal Frelick, who's 0-for-5 in his at-bats. It feels like the Brewers can score some runs here.
Yeah, I mean, I'd hope so. We obviously, all of us listening, want to see another Brewer win. Yeah, I mean, this pitcher for the Cardinals this year, ERA of 4.75. It's definitely a game that the Brewers can win, and then the oddsmakers feel that way too, with the Brewers being a favorite today.
Austin Herdania, manager over there at the Potawatomi Sportsbook, do you like betting totals?
Yeah, I do.
So,
especially, you know, in baseball, I feel like a lot of people put the emphasis on the starting pitchers for the total. But I think that that can kind of be misleading, especially nowadays with starting pitchers not going as deep into games as they used to. So I think you need to look into more of the bullpens and how strong they are when you're looking at totals.
There is Austin Herdania, again, our expert from the Potawatomi Sportsbook. What's going on this weekend over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook?
Yeah, so the Brewers this afternoon, we got the NHL Stanley Cup Final, Game 5 tonight. Series is tied 2-2. Edmonton and Florida, game tonight in Edmonton. Come on in, you know, eat some great food and drink and enjoy the game tonight. We got UFC Fight Night tonight, a couple of good fights on the card. Pretty good Saturday for us. And then tomorrow, you know, we're no NBA. I think we're waiting until Monday for Game 5 of the NBA. But we still have just all your baseball games. So if you're not going to the Brewer game, come on in to Potawatomi Sportsbook.
How does hockey draw for you guys, the NHL? Do you guys do well on hockey?
We do. It falls behind, you know, it's definitely behind football, basketball, and baseball. But it's probably right around that 4 spot for us.
Huh. Very good. There is Austin Rodino, Potawatomi Sportsbook. We'll talk to him again tomorrow afternoon around 12:15 here on the Lead Up Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Austin, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Go Brewers.
You betcha. There you go, Austin Rodino. I've said this before, and I will say this again. If I were somebody that liked throwing down some money on the games and so forth, I would literally be listening to this show in the parking garage at the Potawatomi Sportsbook every night. And just listen to what Austin Rodino says. And I think for the most part, if you did it throughout the course of the year, you're going to come out ahead, man. This dude, he is on it over there at the Pottle Sportsbook.
Line drive, base hit, down the left field line.
Let's see what the skipper has to say heading into today's game. Let's head to the coach's corner. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan.
All right, let's get to it and hear from Pat Murphy, Brewers manager, as we get ready again for Game 3 between the Brewers and Cardinals. Brewers now 4.5 back of the Chicago Cubs in the division after the Cubs lost to the Pirates last night in 10 innings. Right now, Cubs and Pirates at last check tied at 1 in the fifth inning this afternoon. That would be nice, right? You're able to take one here against the Cardinals, have the Cubs lose, be 3.5 out with just tomorrow left, with the Cubs series at Wrigley looming starting on Tuesday. Man, oh man, be feeling really good about yourself at that point. All right, here's Pat Murphy just a little while ago.
How long do you think they'll be in the heat?
I think about a week.
Mm-hmm.
But it does depend. We just want to get them back into Nashville. Playing some triple A ball, triple R, playing some triple R for a period of time. Concerned Perk, I mean, he didn't have spring training, so I'm concerned that he really needs a ton of at bats.
How long has he been getting at bats for?
Not really live at bats, you know, live, get out of the box, that whole thing at bats. He's stood in a trajectory, he's been at bat before, and then you know, he stood in, he's had some live at bats, but I wanted to hit and run. Hit and then run out of the ball. Hopefully, he makes contact.
What's been the biggest obstacle for Kirk specifically, just for how long this has taken?
Yeah, it's concerning. It's a 5-month stress fracture.
Right.
I don't know if that's normal or not. It doesn't seem like it is. It is normal. But I just hope there's nothing else there. And I hope that you know, he can regain full strength and just continue playing without any, you know, without his mind on it or without any pain. So his defense in the outfield makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. Have you been full length?
Perk,
it sounds like, for sure, right?
Perk, I would think he'd need that. Mitchell, on the other hand, had full spring training and played. How many games for us? So how many bats did Mitchell get here? Does anybody have that?
30? No. He's barely over 100, I thought.
Mike will get it by the end of the session.
I would say that's my guess.
Can you call a friend, Mike?
He's got 60.
How many bats does he have this season? 68.
Yeah. How many plate appearances, Mike? You're speaking in terms of plate appearances. Had to hit by the pitch or the ball.
78.
How long? What's the hitter maximum that we have?
21 days.
21 days. It's not
30. It's 30. So 20 times, say, doing 16 games out of the 20 because you re-added. It's 50 at bats tops because you have some 7-inning deals in there. 50 at bats. Is that enough? Spring training, that's enough.
With Mitchell, are you guys still trying to figure out what you have with him because he hasn't played a full season and the injuries have been in there all the time?
I mean, we know he's a real talented player, and we know he's very capable, and we know he's got some weaknesses, and, you know, he knows he has some things that he wants to work on and needs to work on. But, yeah, in general, we need to – we're not trying to figure it out. I mean, we think we have a really good player there. He's a good center fielder. He's got power. He can run. He can steal the base. He can hit for average. He just hasn't had that opportunity in four years. It's year four. And in 4 years, he hasn't been healthy.
Speaking of center field, you know, we haven't really asked you about Jackson's defense as of late. Is there a market improvement that you see? Do you see an adjustment?
No, he's out there working at it, which is great. He'll go out to pregame, he's out with baseball in second base pretty much every day. And he's going to take balls in the outfield. Pitchers cleared out of there so he can take reads. And that's what it's about. The guy's making a commitment. He has the awareness that I got to get. Better in center field than he has.
Mark, with William, like that bounce last night, taking advantage with, you know, runners on and good at bats, is that something for him to kind of build off of?
Yeah, we
when he's not getting the damage that he's used to getting.
You know, we have such a high standard for him because he's done so much in the game. So. Taking on the role he has with all these new pitchers. It'd be interesting to see in his 3 years how many different pitchers he's caught. And I venture to say it's the most in the game. That's something to look at. Who's got that project?
I'm on. Oh. I'm like a graphic by the end of the day.
How many pitchers has he caught since he's been with the Milwaukee Brewers? I'm going to say it's going to rival the most with any catchers caught in the game. Now, that research might be.
For the same
team. Well, how many catchers have been with the same team?
Right, for 3 years, exactly. Yeah. And it's caught as many games as
JT. You can JT with Muto.
JT and Raleigh. And this is
good.
Thank you.
I mean, I think it's a good one. I really do.
Might have to be like a team that we're not thinking about, you know, like a White Sox or a Rockies or something.
Sure. There's no catchers, but there's not one catcher.
Sure.
Will Smith has probably come
on. Oh, definitely.
Yeah, that would be the one.
That'd be a good competition.
That'd be the one. I'm gonna bet on William.
Catches more than Will Smith.
Not much.
Interesting conversation that they're having there. I'm not sure how much you can make out of it. Murphy brings up the idea. Before the game today, a couple hours ago, I guess it was, when he was talking to the media, the idea that William Contreras probably in the last 3 years has caught more pitchers than anybody else in baseball because of the way the Brewers run their pitchers through here and then back down and optioning this guy up and optioning that guy down and then injuries and everything else, that he thinks he's caught more guys than anybody else in baseball, or at least right near the top. Now, I don't know who you'd, you know, go to try and find that stat out. Does Elias Sports Bureau, do they have those numbers, or ESPN Stats Info, do they come up with those numbers? I don't even know who you would go to find those numbers. But that is definitely a credit, a feather in the cap, whatever you'd like to call it, to William Contreras. Because, again, you have to learn guys on the fly. It's not like Contreras is at Nashville catching all these guys before they come up, and then, you know, he knows how to work with them. That would be the one benefit of, say, a Jefferson Cuero, who's been at Nashville last year and who's at Nashville now, here in the last couple of days. When he comes up here, you know, he'll have caught Logan Henderson. He'll have caught Carlos Rodriguez. He'll have caught Mizorowski. He'll have caught these guys to where there's going to be a relationship and an understanding of who they are. William Contreras does not get that. William Contreras has to forge a relationship quickly and then try and figure out what a guy likes and doesn't like. Now, is there a possibility that maybe, you know, he catches him a little bit in bullpens in spring training or something? Yeah, I guess. But it's not the same thing as being in a game attacking hitters and so forth. Now, the benefit is for these young guys that are coming up is that Contreras knows strengths and weaknesses of these different hitters that they're facing time in and time again. That's a benefit. That's not going to be a benefit to the Brewers, and I would imagine pitching may struggle a little bit once Cuero gets this gig, when they decide to move on from William Contreras, because they won't be able to afford him. When that happens, I would imagine pitching will start to struggle a little bit, because Cuero is going to have to start to try and figure out, you know, how he wants to attack certain hitters and certain teams in different situations and so forth, and then, you know, go at it from that perspective. But definitely a feather in the cap of William Contreras for certain right now for the job he's done there. And then defensively, obviously, I think it's fair to say he has improved since he's been here. Now, hitting-wise, on the other hand, from William Contreras, well, that's something a little bit different. If we go to April, he had .278, .394 on base, .400 slugging. I'd say that's pretty good. Three home runs, and very happy with that. Then we get to the month of May. He hits .245, .355 on base. Still very good. .362 slugging. You'd like that to be better, obviously. And hits in that month, two home runs only in the month of May. Now we get to June, and he has completely bottomed out. .175 this month is what William Contreras is hitting. .244 on base, and his slugging has dropped all the way down to .225. In fairness, we have to be fair about this, playing with a fractured finger. So that, obviously, I would assume, has to factor into how you are doing at the plate, gripping a bat and everything else that goes along with it, not to mention playing that catcher position. Now, I will give you some positives here on Contreras. In his last seven games, he has gotten hits in five of the last seven games. So that is a positive as well as we continue to move forward here. Unfortunately, he only has two extra base hits. He has no triples, no homers, and only four RBIs in the month of June so far for William Contreras. All things that you obviously want to start to see to improve as we go on through the season. But when the season is 6 months long, you don't have to worry about that nearly as much when you are dealing with a baseball season, as they like to call it. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So that's where we are there. Coming up next, we will talk with Forbes writer Drew Wagner. And let me tell you something. If you haven't been paying attention, this literally started here in the last couple of days. Drew is now writing game recaps and notebooks and all that fun stuff for the Fan website. So now, you know, when you get up in the morning or before you go to bed at night and the game's been over for a little while, you go on thefanmilwaukee.com and read up on what happened in the game with quotes and the whole thing from Andrew Wagner by simply going to thefanmilwaukee.com, all brought to you by Focus Baseball. He'll join us coming up next. Plus, we will also build a winner. Look at what's going on down in the minors. All straight ahead here on the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Game 3, Brewers and Cardinals. Jose Quintana versus Andre Pallante coming up. 3:10 first pitch at American Family Field.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Looking up and it is gone.
It's almost time for the first pitch. Let's see who's in today's starting lineups. It's the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan.
All right, let's get to the starting lineups in case you missed them earlier in the show. For the bad guys, the St. Louis Cardinals, Wynn, Herrera, Burleson, Contreras, Arenado, Gorman. Jordan Walker comes off the IL for the Cardinals today in right field. Paya is catching. Victor Scott II is in center field. So again, it's Wynn, Herrera, Burleson, Contreras, Arenado, Gorman, Walker, Paez, and Scott II. For the good guys, your Milwaukee Brewers, Frelick, Churio, Contreras, Yelich, Hoskins, Collins, Terang, Durbin, and Ortiz. Yelich, back at DH again. So it's Frelick, Churio, Contreras, Yelich, Hoskins, Collins, Terang, Durbin, and, of course, the one and only Joey Ortiz.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball. Sign your kids up now for July open tryouts at focusbaseball.com, ages 6 to 17.
Swings are, you know, they miss it a couple times, they hit it a couple times. It's just kind of, to me, it's just outs and, you know, the quality of contact. Maybe, you know, sprinkle in a couple strikeouts here and there. You know, just you kind of read the at bat as it goes on. And just tonight, that was the situation and just continue throwing it.
There's Trevor Miguel after last night's 3-2 victory. Gets in a little bit of trouble there late. Gives up a run. They escape with the win, his 14th save of the year. Joining us now, the aforementioned Andrew Wagner. Your thoughts on Trevor Miguel and what you've seen from him here as of late as far as his duties closing games, Mr. Wagner?
I mean, nothing out of the ordinary. I mean, we expect closers to go in there and throw 10 pitches and get 3 strikeouts every time. I mean, they're gonna give up hits. They're going to battle a little bit. I think part of it has to do with he hasn't been getting – you get into a rhythm sometimes with teams, you know. When you're winning consistently, you're winning regularly, you're going to your closer, you know, 2 out of every 3 days. Hasn't really been like that at times. It comes and goes. I don't read too much into it. If he was going out there and getting lit up, if guys are just crushing him every time out, okay, maybe I'm a little concerned. But, I mean, we've seen this before. I mean, Josh Hader did it. Devin Williams did it. Trevor Miguel did it. All the closers do it. You know, very few people. Like even Mariano.
Sure.
He put guys on. So it's not great. You'd like the guy to be a little bit more fine. There's definitely things he can fine-tune, but I see nothing out of the ordinary right now.
It's very weird as a Brewers fan, Mr. Wagner, from the perspective of even if this doesn't go right, if let's say he falters, as a Brewers fan, you're going, well, if it doesn't work out, fine. Admir Uribe looks like he's ready to take over at a moment's notice as he pitches another scoreless inning last night.
Yeah, he's kind of low-key pitching himself into, you know, all-star conversation. I mean, the guy's been lights out. I think he's got 9 straight scoreless outings or 8 straight scoreless outings covering 9 innings of work. His command is great. He's firing it in there, and guys can't hit it. They can't make contact with it. I mean, he's lights out right now.
The other thing that we need to talk about is the latest injury update from the Milwaukee Brewers. Garrett Mitchell, Blake Perkins, the outfielders, both getting ready to start a rehab assignments today with the rookie ACL Brewers. Mitchell has been out since April 26th or whatever. Perkins has been out since March 27th. How would you grade kind of how the fill-ins have done in their stead since they've been out?
I'll tell you what, you know, Jackson Churio has really come along in his defensive play in center field. Isaac Collins has been terrific in left. You know, he doesn't get a lot of pub for it, but he's been playing a really beautiful left field. Always in the right position, great reads on balls, great arm. Like, I'm really impressed with what I've seen with him. Churio's getting better every day out there, and that's no surprise to me. So I think they've held their own.
Another guy that it sounds like we're getting updated on is Nestor Cortes, who threw 30 pitches without a second up and down. Next up, another pen, it sounds like, with a couple up and downs. How far away do we feel like Nestor Cortes is? Because it's been a minute since they've seen him at American Family Field.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it and you think back to spring training. You know, guys, they have the one inning of work and they've got the two, and you kind of build up to that. I think it's going to be a couple weeks yet till you see Nestor Cortes back. Like, I'd say probably a month is a good time frame, barring any setbacks. But he's basically rebuilding there from scratch because he hasn't pitched since, what is it now, April?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while. He is Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Read all of his fine work at thefanmilwaukee.com. Another great recap last night. A bunch of great quotes. A little like notebook-style deal at thefanmilwaukee.com. You can go check it out. Just started over the weekend here doing this and does a great job with that. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. I want to pick your brain on this because I don't think I've asked you on Wisconsin Sports Daily at any point. I brought it up on the air yesterday, but I don't think I ever brought it up with you. Drew Avins is a guy that they bring over fine. You call up maybe somebody from Nashville, whenever it may be this year. I feel like there's a difference because when the trader was managing the Brewers, if he called somebody up, they went right into the lineup if they were a position player and want him to play right away. It doesn't appear Pat Murphy is of that same mindset. Has anybody asked him why?
No, we haven't. It's something we definitely noticed. And it's the same thing with his pitchers, too. I mean, I remember a couple of weeks ago when Easton McGee was brought up, he sat in the bullpen for a couple of days, didn't get used when, you know, at a time when they badly needed to give some of those guys a blow. He didn't get into a game. Then when he finally did, he got sent back down. It's just sometimes it's the way that you've got your guys lined up and the way your guys are playing and what this guy that you're calling up can offer them. You're pretty much set right now in the outfield. You need an insurance guy, and that's about it because you trust the guys that are out there every day. So it's a personal preference. Maybe a part of it has to do with the way the guys are playing. So it's definitely something to ask them when we talk to them next.
Is there a feel at all among this team that this is a pretty critical stretch right now for the Brewers? Because as you sit here and you look at this, they've got today and tomorrow with the Cardinals, off day Monday. Then you've got 3 at Wrigley. Then you come back home for the Pirates. And then you don't see another team in this division until the end of July. Like, to me, as a fan looking at this, it's like not only can you make up some ground on the Cubs, but you can really make up some ground in the division as well as far as piling up division wins here in the next week or so.
Yeah, I mean, I think they know where they are in the standings. They know where the teams that they're playing are in the standings. They know what's up, but it doesn't do them any good to look at the entire stretch as a block when they have a hard enough time just going out there on that particular day and generating the offense. You know, it's a very micro approach, and that's the way you have to do it during a schedule. Yeah, you want to win 2 or 3 or 3 or 4 this weekend. You want to win 2 or 3 in Chicago, but you can't win 2 until you win the first one. And with the way that they've been playing, they can't afford to look too far down the road yet.
Brewers with the second best record in all of baseball since May 25th at 13-5. Only the Mets are better than the Brewers. And then starters ERA, the Brewers are fourth in all of baseball. Mets, Tigers, Rangers, and then the Brewers. And again, when you trade Aaron Civale, it's like, oh man, you know, they're giving up on a potential starter they may need later. And then yesterday, I think it was yesterday, in MLB Network, Joel Sherman, another guy that obviously covers Major League Baseball and is a baseball writer for a long time, he brings up the idea of this may not be the only pitcher the Brewers trade between now and the trade deadline because they have so much depth.
Yeah, they are. You talk about being fourth in all of baseball. They're second in the National League. You know, and the number of guys that they've had to put out there, the number of guys they lost, the number of guys that they called upon for the first time. I mean, Priester, for all intents and purposes, yeah, he had pitched in the big leagues before. He's essentially a rookie.
Yep.
Chad Patrick, essentially, you know, he's a rookie. Logan Henderson, rookie. Jacob Mizorowski, rookie. I mean, you're throwing guys out there that have no business having the success they're having, and they are pitching spectacularly. Yeah, you'd like to see some more length out of them. You'd like to see them go deeper in games. But they're young. They're doing their job. They're handing it over to a really damn good bullpen. And it's impressive. Like, tip your cap to what this organization has done with pitching these last 2 years and the last few years in general. That's how markets like Milwaukee are going to succeed, by developing pitching, because they can't afford to go out and get the Gerrit Coles and the big-name guys. Just never going to happen. You got to be able to develop it, and they develop pitchers with the best of them.
He is Andrew Wagner. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Read all of his great stuff at Forbes as well as at TheFanMilwaukee.com. Andrew, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Take care. There he is, Andrew Wagner. He'll join us tomorrow about the same time, 12:40 or so tomorrow during the leadoff show, powered up by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
The key to building a winner in baseball is a strong minor league system. Who are the names we should know? How did they play in their last game? It's time for Building a Winner, powered by Ironworkers Local 8. Apply today at IWL8.org and join the Brotherhood Building Milwaukee Skyline. It's the leadoff show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Can I just say something real quick here about the Ironworkers? I don't know if you ever see, like, their billboards or website, whatever else. And really, with any iron workers, it doesn't have to be just Milwaukee. It can be anywhere. And you hear building a skyline. Man, those dudes, like, sitting, like, way up on the air, up in the air, having lunch or whatever the case may be, working way up. Like, there should be something that says you cannot be afraid of heights because of how high up they work, man. There is a certain amount of brave that comes with being an iron worker, as far as I'm concerned. I'll tell you that much. I have all kinds of respect for those dudes that are iron workers for certain. All right, let's get to seeing what's going on down in the minors.
Nashville Sounds.
All right, Nashville Sounds. Yesterday, the Sounds get the win 6-4 at Norfolk, the Orioles affiliate. And yesterday, we've got to talk about Logan Henderson, picked up his 7th minor league win of the year. Struck out 5, allowing just 1 earned run over 5 1/3. Henderson, who has now made 3 starts this month, boasts a .68 ERA in June with 15 strikeouts and only 3 walks. One of 3 players in the International League with a sub-1 ERA across 3 or more starts since the calendar year. Turned to June. Zamora 2-for-4 with a double in RBI and a run scored as well. Ernesto Martinez Jr., the first baseman, 2-for-4 in RBI and a run scored for him. So Nashville with the win.
Biloxi Shuckers.
The Biloxi Shuckers yesterday postponed due to rain. So no real update on the Biloxi Shuckers.
Wisconsin Timber Rattlers.
The Timber Rattlers, they win yesterday 6-4 at Great Lakes. The Dodgers affiliate yesterday. Wisconsin picked up its 6th victory in its last 7 games since May 20th. The Timber Rattlers are now 16-6, best record in the Midwest League over that span. Wisconsin's offense ranks in the top 3 in the league in batting average, 2nd, 3rd in runs, 3rd in RBIs, 1st in stolen bases with 53, slugging percentage of 3rd, OPS is .722 over that span. They are rolling along. Flores with a start yesterday, 6 innings, 7 hits, couple of runs, 1 earned, 3 walks, and 5 strikeouts in that one for the Timber Rattlers.
Carolina Mudcats.
Carolina Mudcats, Class A team, they lose 6-2 at Lynchburg yesterday. Mudcats, second in the division right now, three games out of first place. They now have lost four games in a row. Have the Carolina Mudcats. Made 1-for-3 with a double and an RBI, a run scored, a stolen base, a walk. He continues to do great things. Luis Pena 1-for-4 with a run scored for him.
Arizona Complex League Brewers.
Arizona Complex League Brewers, all kinds of stuff going on here. A DH Luis Corobo raised his season batting average to 300, is on base percentage of 432, 244 day. The rookie ACL Brewers lost 4-3 to the Rockies on Friday. Corobo has multiple hits in three of his last four outings while notching four RBIs in those games. His 300 batting average ranks third on the team among players who have amassed at least 15 appearances. And then you have Cejas, first baseman for the rookie DSL Brewers Blue as well. He has hits in six of his first 12 at-bats this season, including a 1-for-2 game on Friday. As they lost 5-4 to the Padres gold team. Cejas, who's played six games in 2025, has three extra base hits, two doubles and a homer, eight RBIs while recording a pair of steals, has more hits in six games this year than he did in 15 games in the Dominican Summer League all of last year. So continue to look at the Brewers minors, and you just have to be excited. Coleman Crowe. You saw a write-up done by Kurt Hoag that he did on him in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He gets the start today in the first game of a doubleheader. That game gets going at 4:15 for the Biloxi Shuckers. So definitely want to keep an eye on Coleman Crowe coming up this afternoon. He comes into that one 3-0, 2-4-3. If you didn't read that write-up on Coleman Crowe, I implore you to definitely want to go and check that out for certain.
Looking up, and it is gone.
It's almost time for the first pitch. Let's see who's in today's starting lineups. It's the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Only a couple minutes left here. Cubs, by the way, just take a 2-1 lead on the Pirates. That game top of the seventh. Brewers chasing 4.5 in the division coming into this one. Leading off for the Cardinals today at shortstop is Mason Wynn. Batting second and at the DH position, Ivan Herrera. Yesterday, he was, I believe, in the cleanup spot. Alec Burleson, he was down the lineup yesterday. He's in left field today, batting third. Then, of course, it is our guy, former Cubs catcher, now first baseman, Wilson Contreras. He's batting cleanup. Nolan Arenado is at third base. Nolan Gorman is at second base and hitting sixth. Jordan Walker, who had been on the IL, activated off the IL today. He is in right field hitting seventh. Pias is catching and hitting eighth. Victor Scott, the second, who had that big RBI hit in the ninth last night, is in center field and batting ninth. Wynn, Herrera, Burleson, Contreras, Arenado, Gorman, Walker, Pias, and Scott the second. And again, if you weren't listening earlier, nobody has hit well off of Quintana. Arenado is 2-for-24. Contreras is 1-for-16. Quintana has owned both those guys in his career, which is a good sign for the Brewers. For the Brewers, their lineup, Frelick, Churio, Contreras, Yelich at DH cleaning up, Hoskins, Collins, and Terang batting seventh and at second base. Caleb Durbin is at third base. Joey Ortiz is playing shortstop. So again, it's Frelick, Churio, Contreras, Yelich, Hoskins, Collins, Terang, Durbin, and Ortiz. And again, Quintana comes into this one 4-1 with a 2.66 ERA in 44 innings pitched. And you feel good about this one going in for certain. That'll do it for today's leadoff show, powered up by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. I appreciate y'all listening. We'll be right back at it again coming up tomorrow afternoon. That is a, what is it, 110, I want to say, is the first pitch for that one coming up tomorrow afternoon. So we'll be on the air with the leadoff show tomorrow at noon. Don't forget, this afternoon's game is on FS1. Again, the Brewers game on FS1 today. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on Father's Day. Have a good one, everyone. Toodles.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.